It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America needs change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Redeem us, Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On the air at this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. What are we talking about? We're talking about a turnaround in the direction our nation is heading. And we definitely need to pray, because these are treacherous times, treacherous days that we're living in. And as I had on my special guest yesterday, Krista Turner, talking about the suicide rate that's growing in America. And so on BPN Radio, we're praying about a lot of different things. Today we're going to be praying about the scrutinization of the church, of mega ministries. And what is happening concerning this area, we definitely need to pray about. But first of all, I just want to remind you that we are praying for you, that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. And we know that that God has a special plan, a special purpose for you today. And particularly those of you that desire to be a servant. You know, I believe that God has called us to the servant pattern to help others. I know I had David Shibley on just the other day, and he was talking about ministering in Africa and how his how the ministry that he founded 25 years ago, Global Advance, started. And he was he was on the platform, he said, and I turned and I saw all of those other African pastors, and they were looking at me, and I was looking at them. And he said, I knew that it wasn't about me, them helping me with my ministry, but it was me helping them. And so Global Advance started, and advancing the gospel of pastors and ministers in third world countries. And he's lived a very fruitful life as a result of that. And today I want to follow that example of my friend Dr. David Shibley. I want to be a blessing wherever I go. When I get special guests on BPN Radio, I want to promote their ministry. I want to ask people to sow into their ministry, even though we have a monthly budget that we certainly need people to sow into, to give to contribute to donate to, but also know that other people have ministries and have worthwhile projects that I want to help also, putting them first. I believe that is the model that Jesus portrayed when he came into this world, had 3.5 years of public ministry. It was helping other people. And what can I do for you? Example, my pastor in Fort Worth, Texas, Dr. Bob Nichols, he has certainly set that example in my life. When I used to have my offices there at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas, not a day went by that he would not say to me, Dale, is there anything that I can do for you? Is there any way that I can possibly help you? And that was the servant attitude that I believe that Jesus exemplified while he walked on this earth. And I'm persuaded that that is the attitude that we as Christians need to exemplify, portray, follow here on this earth. But I am concerned about so much merchandising going on in the body of Christ, which is bringing out a lot of attention to many ministers who spend so much of their time talking about finances, selling different products, worthwhile products maybe, or maybe just some water from the Jordan. And the way that so many people raise funds, and I consider by manipulation, by coercion, that is not the way that I believe that Jesus would have us to operate. And I believe after being, even though I don't know everything, I believe after being in ministry for 49 years, then I can call out some of these guys that I believe that need to stick to preaching the gospel, giving prophetic words, warning the people, sharing the ministry, teaching, proclaiming, without spending their entire primetime broadcast opportunities to raising money. And this may be even in churches. I'm not talking about just those that are on radio or television, even in churches where pastors spend most of their time trying to raise funds, right, trying to raise finances, trying to find ways to get people to give. I do believe that we just need to share the message, and then we need to give people opportunity to give, letting them know how they can give, where they can give, how they can make their check. And I believe that there needs to be a call to order in this area. You know, Jesus, the Bible said in Matthew chapter 21, he said when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." Then Jesus went into the temple of God, drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, overturned the tables of the money chambers and the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it into a den of thieves." So I do believe that I believe the Holy Spirit is calling for divine order in the way that we give people opportunities to give, the way we give people the opportunities to donate. And I believe that some of these inordinate calls are bringing down the wrath and the laughter and the jokesters who are poking fun and calling for the IRS to change their rules and regulations concerning giving and the way that churches have operated for so many, many decades here in America. They're calling for a change. Some comedians that I won't even call their names. They're not worthy of attention, but they certainly are making it a point to scrutinize many ministers on television and radio and even in churches, local churches today. So, Father, we pray in Jesus' name for inordinate ways that pastors and televangelists and leaders are attempting to raise money, even people that are prophesying for gain, making false claims, a lot of things happening in the gospel. We pray for a cleansing in Jesus' name. We pray for an order in the church. And may we, as Christians, we do know that different ministries have budgets. We are very alert and very aware that churches need tithes and offerings. But we call for order in that area. And we take authority over all forms of extremism in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. False claims, false promises, if you do this, this will happen, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for a divine order to come in the way that we present the gospel, in the way that we present financial needs. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just pray today that people will have servants' hearts, that we have come to be a servant. We've come to give. And when we give, we will receive. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, I had a man on by the name of Charles Bowman. And Charles Bowman was a coach for several years, won a couple of national championships. He also played on two national championship football teams for Oklahoma University. And he had a lucrative career in coaching, but he laid that aside in order to be one of the founders of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Oklahoma. And that was 60 years ago, and he now is a part of a new book entitled 60 Years of Influence, and a book written by Marshall Snipes and Bob Burke, but influenced by Coach Chuck Bowman, who was on the broadcast only a couple of weeks ago. And he just sent me a personal copy that I was looking through, and he's one of the founders of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes that has 30,000 members in the state of Oklahoma and has included such well-known men over the years as Coach Bobby Bowden, Coach Tom Osborne, Coach Tom Landry, Roger Staubach, Coach Grant Taft Baylor, and the foreword was written by former congressman and former Oklahoma University star running back and incredible athlete J.C. Watts. So he talks about giving himself to this group, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and for the last 60 years. He's been a part of that and served that, turning aside a lucrative career in order to serve others. And so today, I just want us to pray and say these prayers. Lord, I just want to be a servant. I want to be a servant leader. And, you know, that is my desire, Gene and I's desire. We've been in ministry 49 years. And it's our desire to serve others. And we have this ministry called Young Preachers International, YPI. And it simply started to help other young people to help other young people get out and preach the gospel, give them an opportunity, give them a platform. And we started this last year and started promoting it. And we had a young lady by the name of Egypt Ali, and she started preaching and traveling and playing music. And today she's out there, 16 years old, out there full time. There was a recent graduate of Oklahoma State University, a guy by the name of Brandon Baumgarten. I've recently written an endorsement for a new book that he's written. And he ministered this past year over 200 times in schools and churches and different geographical locations. And we've been promoting him, helping him. There is a young man that is the youth pastor of one of the largest churches in America. We've been promoting. There is a youth pastor in Dallas that we've been endorsing his ministry. All of these members of Young Preachers International. And it was all about helping them get started. In fact, this broadcast, this daily broadcast, BPN Radio, is simply endorsing a lot of other men and women, young people, endorsing their ministry and saying, you know, you can help this person. This would be a good way to get started and to investing into these individuals. And so quite often we have special guests on here that are making a difference in people's lives. And we're promoting their books, promoting their ministry, and asking people to help them because we desire to serve. We desire to be a blessing. Jesus came into this earth to be a blessing. And he said, you know, we're not going to make the focal point of my house merchandising, selling, and fundraising, and these other things. He said, my house should be a house of prayer for all nations. And so we need to get back. We need to get back to preaching the gospel, giving prophetic words, warning the people of heaven and hell, and encouraging the people, and being able to minister to them without giving false promises, false hope, and without trying to merchandise the house of God. So there you have it, a little extraordinary, kind of in your face, but we're calling for order. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would just help us to be a servant. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing. What can we do to be a blessing? How can I bless you? How can I help you? How can I possibly help you get started, advance what God has put in your heart, et cetera, et cetera? And if we can just learn to be a blessing. I certainly do not, I'm not positioning myself as the epitome of being a blessing, but that is my heart. That is my desire. And if we could just lay aside our fundraising for just a little while and say, what can I do to help you? What can I do to be a blessing? And how can I invest into your life? I know that my wife, Jean, she just carries cash around to see what she can give away, how she can be a blessing to somebody. And, you know, we have given money to people who don't even know. I was in the grocery store line, and there was an elderly woman in front of me. And I said to the cashier, would you please put this woman's grocery bill on my account? And she acted like she was very angry about it. And I said, are you upset about that? She said, yes, I am. I said, why? She said, well, I just think you're very weird doing something like that. And I paid for this lady. It's very evident, even to me, that she was probably on a fixed income. And I could buy her groceries as well as my groceries, sewing into her. And when I got outside, she was waiting for me. And she said, I really appreciate your giving. I really appreciate you helping me and helping buy my groceries. And so I just said, well, it's my pleasure. And then she was wanting to know where I went to church. She didn't ask if I was a Christian. But I believe Jesus, I believe the words of Jesus when he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we can give today, that it is truly more blessed to give than to receive. And so may we have a giving heart. May our main focus in life, even us that are in the ministry, may our focus in life be to give. I remember I went to, I ministered in a church several times in London several years ago, and during the course of the meal, the course of the service, the pastor would be handing out money. And he would say, is anybody here that is not able to pay their electrical bill this month? And he would give them some money. He would say, is there anybody here that does not have enough money to go out and have a meal after the church service? And there would be people that would come up, and he would hand them some cash to go out, take their family out to eat. And I know that we cannot do that all the time, but every service that I was in with him before I ministered, he would be giving money away. And I thought, well, this is probably what Jesus would do. He would probably give money away. And I'll never forget, I parked near a man that had worn out tires, and I could see that his tires were almost bald. And I saw a tire shop across the street, and I said, I'd like to buy you some tires. If you just go across there, I'll meet you over there and buy you some tires. I'd never met him before. But I just wanted to give. I wanted to sow into his life. And today, would you pray right now in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would just put inside of you a giving heart? And I'm calling on men and women that are on television and are raising large amounts of money to buy them their ministry a jet airplane, or all kinds of projects where they're spending all of their time selling. I'm asking you to restrain yourself in Jesus' name. I'm asking you to refrain from so much fundraising that you can spend a little bit of time saying, is there anybody there that needs some money? Can I give some money? Father, I just pray that you'd give us a giving heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Here's a man that I'm going to have on my broadcast pretty soon. I've listened to his music for a long, long time. I love his music. His name is David Ingles, and I'm going to have him to sing this song about the name of Jesus. And then I'm going to be back to share some very important information as we continue to pray right here on BPN Radio.
That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus.
He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. He He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command. With the court of high heaven watching over me, in the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature in demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name.
And another song.
I just want to remind you, listen to BPN Radio here on this Tuesday. Good to have you listening in. Thank you for praying with us as we pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. So much happening in this land. So much taking place. So many voices that are speaking. And we're just praying because we know that God is at work in this nation, and we so appreciate you being a part of BPN Radio. And I'm so thankful for the people that we've had on the last several months here on BPN. I'm so thankful that we've had the opportunity, and I would just like to I'd like to endorse some of these people and say thank you for being a part of BPN now for these past several months. And I just want to speak a blessing. I want to speak a blessing upon them. And you can listen to all of the broadcasts that we we've been presenting on BPN since last November by just going to bpnradio.com. We have all of the audios archived, thanks to our producer, Michael Schonborn, who is an incredible man. We appreciate all of his help, and we're thankful for all of the archives. You can go on and listen to any of the broadcasts that you may have missed in days gone by. And I just want to express my appreciation to all of those that have participated in the last several months that have helped us. And I just want to pray for you. I want to speak a blessing upon you. Aaron Wilburn, Bethany Bilbo, Bill Hart, Bill Shannon, Bishop Tony Miller, Brandon Baumgarten, Brian Davenport, Cheryl Ortiz, Christy A. Hart, Courtney Vandiver, Dr. David Remedios, Dr. David Shibley, Deborah Davenport, Dr. Donald Perkins, Dr. Ron Lester, Dustin Smith, Eddie Hyatt, Dr. Eddie Hyatt, Gerald Davis, Godfrey Bertle, Kristen Hammond, Pastor Bob Nichols, Dr. Larry Martin, Lawrence Neeson, Leland, Pastor Art Evans, Pastor James Fidel, Roger Ellis, Ron Lester, Sylvia Dela Cruz, Dr. Tom Peters, Kyle Wilson, Rick Gentry, Pastor Rex Johnson, Roy Beard, and many, many others have been on the broadcast over the months. I just want to speak a blessing upon all of you guys. And, of course, that also includes Coach Bowman that's been on the broadcast with us. I just bless all of you right now in the name of Jesus. I ask God to bless you for being a part of BPN. I don't know if we've left some names out, but very, very thankful and very grateful for all of you that have been a part, including Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. It's been on two or three times, and some others. So thank you for being a part of BPN, and thank you for listening. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and put your prayer request in. And if you just go to BPN Radio, and there'll be a place for your prayer request. Pray for one another. Submit your prayer request. And that will go to our prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz. And she will send that prayer request to those that are on the national prayer team. If you desire to be a prayer leader, we're believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and go down to BPN Prayer Leaders. And if you'll click on that, and then there will be a place to register. And we want to thank all of the prayer leaders that are helping us pray. And if you are not a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, a prayer leaders team, you can do so by going to bpnradio.com. And you can sign on there. You can register there. And we will include you in our updates. We'll send out weekly prayer requests, and you can include these in your weekly or daily prayer services when you get together, because we believe in the power of agreement. It's amazing what happens when we agree together. So we're delighted to have you as a part of BPN Radio. Well, we're thankful for the power of the Holy Spirit. We're praying today. I'm going to be back to go over some prayers that we've been praying. We send out a daily prayer to everybody on our mailing list, a 60-second prayer that we send out to several thousand people every day. And you can receive that by going to letspray.com. That's letspray.com. And we'll be back in just a moment to share some of those with you. Here's David Ingalls.
I hold fast to that which I confess. Satan, sin, and sickness has to flee. 'Cause I'm tired of being sick and tired of wicked powers and principalities. I praise God for Jesus and the cross, of his completed work at Calvary. And because he paid the total cost, I can sing a song of victory. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am whole.
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles to the tip of my toes. 1 Peter 2:24 says we were if we were, then I am. I am healed, I am whole,
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles, to the tip of my toes, I am healed,
I am healed.
I am whole,
I am whole.
From the top of my head to the soles, to the tip of my toes. Isaiah 53:5 says we are, and if we are, then I am. I am healed,
I am
whole,
I am
whole. From the top of my head to the soles, to the tip of my toes. From the top of my head to the soles, to the tip of my toes.
Father, we pray for everyone that needs healing right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray for them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those that need healing today, in Jesus' name, we pray for whatever need that you might have today, in Jesus' name, here on BPN Radio. Whatever the need might be, we pray for you now that the Holy Spirit would come and minister healing to you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Whatever it may be, we proclaim your healing in the name of Jesus. So you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit right now. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. As Todd Mooring plays some worship music here on BPN. Today, for every need, every broken person out there that needs help, that needs a miracle. And Lord, we know there's a lot of ridicule that is going on against people believing, standing for their healing. But we know that your word declares that by your stripes we were healed. By your stripes we are healed. And we believe that and proclaim it in Jesus' name. And whatever the need might be, in the name of the Lord, we just ask that you minister to everyone in Jesus' name. I just ask God to minister to you today, whatever that need might be, in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray some prayers right now that I've been sending out for the past 3 years, every day with the help of our team. Sending out these prayers, and I just like to pray some of these prayers that I send out by email. We also post them on our website, letsprayamerica.com, on Facebook, and on our fan page. And I want to repeat some of these prayers that I've been sending out, and one of these prayers may apply to you. And so today we pray for a prayer that actually was sent out last Saturday. We pray today for those who continually blame themselves for something that was never their fault, but have allowed accusations to penetrate their spirit while accepting full responsibility, particularly for those who were victims of incest, blaming themselves for remaining silent, for allowing these horrendous acts to go unnoticed by others, their thoughts being consumed by death wishes. We especially pray for teenagers today who seemingly have it all together but live lives of self-hate, afraid to face life, considering the enormous expectations that are being placed on them to fill the shoes of someone else, having to live under the pressure of a parent who's attempting to relive their life through them. We pray that many young people will respond to the prayers that was prayed by 18-year-old Krista Turner yesterday, as she prayed that young people come out of obscurity to preach to their generation. And so, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And let's pray America. We're praying some other prayers. Here's one that we prayed concerning life and that we live. And here's a prayer that says, Dear Father God, we ask you to deliver us from unreasonable people, those who are making unacceptable demands on our time and resources, individuals who have created expectations that we simply can't fulfill. We ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom concerning these relationships, not desiring to offend anyone, but knowing the time has come for certain boundaries to be set, asking for your help without causing major embarrassment and loss of friendship, yet knowing that we've been caught in a trap that no longer can be resolved by being timid, knowing the time has come that we cannot afford to be wimpy, fearful, nervous, spineless, mousy, gutless, sissy, lily, livered. We must be bold, audacious, strong, brave, and confident concerning dealing with these relationships. Help us to be kind and considerate, but at the same time, knowing that this relationship is no longer profitable, help us to learn to say no. Give us the courage we need to visit this situation, asking for your help and your timing. And we pray this morning for our city, the place where we are planted. We know that Satan desires to overrun the place where we live, a geographical location where we have ownership resulting in spiritual authority. May we as Christians learn to pray for our city and for those who sit at the gates, those who have authority in the city, including our mayor, county sheriff, police chief, school board, city council, pastors, and business leaders. May we make a list of these individuals and pray for them on a regular basis. May we encourage Christians in our community to run for political office, even pastors in our city. We know that the walls of our nation have been broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. We discern the spiritual battle has shifted from D.C. to cities all across our country to destroy our nation one city at a time. We need your help, Almighty God, asking you today for a revival in 1,000 cities in America. In your name we pray. Amen. Here's another prayer that we sent out. Lord, we love your presence. We love the way you love us, the way you care for us and keep us under the shadow of your wings, giving us the privilege and opportunity to mount up with you far above the clouds and concerns of this life, showing us faraway places and causing us to laugh with you, catching a glimpse of things to come. Just the two of us, Lord, laughing and having fun together, letting us know that we don't have anything to worry about, nothing to fret about, enjoying the bliss of your love, catching a memorable moment of what eternity is going to be like, taking a deep breath of your glory before we return to earth to go out into another day, back to our assignments while meditating on the beautiful beginning of another wonderful day that we've been designed for, closing the door to the secret place behind, heading out into the day with an armful of the fruit of the Spirit, loaded with spiritual gifts while putting on our spiritual armor, ready to face another day, to serve you, Jehovah God, and to serve our generation, while praying for another spiritual awakening in the city that you have assigned us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Here's another prayer. Dear Father God, while a well-known Hollywood actor complains about the abuse of chickens, we are witnessing one of the most horrific videos in modern time, the selling of body parts of aborted babies by Planned Parenthood. While this group defends their organization by declaring they're not doing it for profit, we must know today, Lord, that is not the main issue. The main issue is the complete indifference to the life of a child, one who you have designed a good plan for, even from their mother's womb. We repent today for the horrific deeds of a society that has become more concerned about the conditions of a chicken coop rather than the conditions of a mother's womb. We ask your forgiveness in Jesus' name, praying for revival in 1,000 cities in America, an awakening out of our slumber and sleep, filling this nation with deep conviction concerning the sins of our land, a land that is polluted with blood. The blood of millions of babies will cry for mercy this morning. Save us from ourselves, we pray. In Jesus' name, a man, and a man. Here's another prayer that I sent out recently. Dear Father God, help us to be alert to the warning signs all across the globe this morning. Seeing long lines at banks in Greece, observing major financial downturns in China, plus neighboring Puerto Rico facing bankruptcy. May we as Christians not hide our heads in the sand, not overreacting out of a spirit of fear, but also refusing to be reluctant concerning the condition of the land in which we live. May we understand it's not a coincidence when United Airlines is grounded and the New York Stock Exchange is not operating, when our focus has shifted from the unity and forgiveness shown by several families in South Carolina to a flag, when the removal frenzy in our nation includes the Ten Commandments on the grounds of the state capitol building in Oklahoma. Help us not to get caught up in the continuous changing of news events in this nation, that we lose focus on the things that really matter: God and family, the Bible and freedom, life and eternal life. And as we emphasize eternal life, may we discern that everything in this life pales in comparison to that life. The entrance to that city where the sun shines all the time. There are no more tears, no more funeral processions, no more pain. Can we hear it now, those words which declare, "Well done, good and faithful servant," accompanied by a crown of life, all supernatural stuff. So may we live our life in a realm of the supernatural, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible, including another spiritual awakening. Revival in 1,000 cities, let it be, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I want to pray today for those of you that have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you were to die at this very moment, you would not be ready to go to heaven. So I pray for you right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would come to know the Lord as your personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. You arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Savior and Lord. And I'm so thankful today for Calvary, the works that was done on the cross. And Lord, with your strength and help, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm thankful for Calvary today. Very thankful for Calvary. Here's my friend Rusty Goodman, because of Calvary. Okay, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Calvary. Here's a song for those of you that have accepted Jesus as your Savior today. My friend Rusty Goodman.
I lived a wasted life that had no meaning, and I found no peace in anything that I tried. But I saw my life quickly end, and a brand new one began. The day I found the cross where Jesus died, and because of life shattered with sin. heart is sad and growing weary. I journey in my mind back to Calvary, and I kneel beneath its flow that washes white as snow, and I find new strength awaiting there for me. It's because of Calvary I'll never be the same. A life shattered with sin, put it together once again, and oh, what a change there's been. I know my life will never be the same again.
There you have Rusty Goodman here on BPN Radio, and because of Calvary, I'm so thankful today for the cross where Jesus bled and died. And I'm thankful for those of you that have given your life to Jesus, because I know that He has a wonderful plan for your life today. I want to pray for some prayer requests that have come in to BPN Radio, and some things that you could certainly help me pray about today. Needs that are represented out there. I do want to pray for Katrina, who requested prayer for Sydney, complete healing of skin cancer. And I want to pray today for Patricia, who has food allergies and needs physical healing. I want to pray today for Raymond, I want to pray for his family that's having some difficulties, some challenges, and just asking the Lord to minister to those needs right now in the name of Jesus, and whatever needs that you might have today. I just ask that the Holy Spirit come and minister to you in a very special way. And I know that He cares, and He is a God that answers prayer. He cares, and we care. And I ask the Holy Spirit to come and touch you today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I really appreciate you listening to BPN Radio on this Tuesday. Dale Gentry here, praying over some needs, and I thank you for praying with me. We are a force in the earth when we pray, and I'd like you to pray about sowing a seed into Breakout Prayer Network, making a contribution, a donation, and you can do that by going to bpnradio.com, going down to the bottom of the page. And you can sow a seed there or make a donation. Just click on the donate button at the bottom of the page, and you can use your credit card, PayPal card, debit card. And if you have a check and you want to send us a check to help us with a Breakout Prayer Network, to help us with BPN Radio, make a contribution, be a partner, then all you have to do is make your check to Breakout Prayer Network. And you can send it to P.O. Box 91985, 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, 78709. And we'd be very grateful and very thankful. And why don't you tell some friends about BP and radio? We're on any time, day or night, praying for this nation, praying for revival in 1,000 cities in America. And I know that as we agree together, we're making a difference. And I appreciate your prayer support, being a part of what's happening here at BP and radio. And if your church or your city is not represented, you can take care of that by going to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and you can just sign up there and put in your name, the name of your church, the name of your city, and your church and your city will be represented. We're thankful to have over 700 cities, over 1,000 churches that are represented here in the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN. So thank you for listening today. Thank you for praying with me today. Tomorrow I'll be back, and I'll have a special guest who is a leader over hundreds and hundreds of churches. And I know you'll be blessed as we talk to him and see what's happening there in that part of the world. Thank you for being a part of BPN. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time, anytime, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.